F1A, number 20B.
So, if my interpretation has been correct, I can check that. Namely, I can check it at the end of that translation up to the point of the synonymous terms and see, is the order of the synonymous term, is that a fundamental order? Is it an order that makes sense within the system? And there I can check my own findings. You can see that with this scientific interpretation, we always can check our findings if they are right or wrong. Say, in case we have not really seen always the right tone, and therefore have not interpreted that biblical text rightly into metaphysical ideas and there naturally to the synonymous terms, I may, for instance, get at the end a sevenfold statement that perhaps may run like this: principle, spirit, love, mind, life, soul, truth. I have all the seven in it. But the order of what I have given right now is all the seven, but the order makes no sense in the fundamental system. See, in the fundamental system. Now, we know that naturally each synonymous term blends with every other synonymous term. That we know because they are synonymous, they blend. Therefore, those seven can appear in being in any kind of combination. And you know that theoretically there are 5,040 different possibilities how seven synonymous terms can appear. It's quite a lot. But just as in arithmetic, actually only an order that says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 makes sense, or another order like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, backward to 1 makes sense. There are just a few fundamental orders that make sense in the system. Not in being. In being they can make sense. In a treatment they can make sense. But not in the system. Not in the system. In the system we have seen that there are actually only four, so to say, four fundamental orders of the seven. Why are they only four? Because we interlock that seven with the four orders, with another category. And because the other category of Word, Christ, Christianity and Science is a definite order, so if we interlock the four with the seven, we can only have four fundamental orders of the seven synonymous terms. Did I make that very clear? See, and this is really the key. So that if we would find another order than these four, and there are plenty of other orders possible, as you have seen, that there are another 5,036 other orders possible in which we can put the synonymous terms, but they are specific individual orders that can arise in a treatment, but not in the system. And this is the great difference. And therefore we come also to that great question that there are two ways, fundamental ways of interpreting the text. One way is that we interpret the text. And the other one is that the system interprets the text. If we interpret any text, then it is our subjective, individual aspect of it. So we use the subjective interpretation, what I see in it, and that must not conform with what my next man sees in it, what all the other billions of people can see in it. And so we have billions of different interpretations when we believe that individual subjective interpretation is the right method. Now, in a science, you can't do that. In a science, you must let the principle of the subject interpret the subject and not the human approach to it. So that we must always see that every finding is a finding that comes from the system and has a right place value within the system and not the way we look at it. So this is hard for many people, because up to now, everyone that opened the Bible felt, I can read the Bible the way I like it, and I get my own individual inspiration of it. And they did. They could find their own individual inspiration. They could even find in the Bible hope. They could find really healing in it. It would perhaps lift them out of their trouble and their problems. It did something very good to them. So that individual subjective approach is not entirely wrong. It can be very helpful humanly, but it does not reveal the science. And that's the point where we depart from the individual text interpretation and say, this is not the important thing, that I get something out of the Bible. What is much more important, that I begin to see what God wanted to interpret. And God wanted to interpret itself as a science. Mrs. Eddy asked, has God no science to declare himself? So we must see that a scientific text interpretation is something completely different from any individual, subjective, mystical, emotional interpretation. Which would mean what? Which would mean that until we have not learned through the textbook the categories of being, we could not decipher the Bible. That's the main point. And you can see that this is the 6,000 year period consciousness, where we have the relationship of reality and symbolism, which in the 6,000 year period, now I come back to our first few hours which we had together, and I said at the end of the week we will have come back to it and see the importance of it. Now we can see that only after we were studying the capitalized terms, we are studying the seven synonymous terms through their ideas, the four through their ideas, the levels through their ideas, so that we had a structured consciousness that is able to think in the system of the three main categories, that only that consciousness can therefore decipher the Bible as science. Before we couldn't. And we see that the Bible has been the beloved book of millions and millions and millions of earnest people over the last 2,000-3,000 years. And the best human minds have been investigating the Bible, and they never could find out the system in the Bible. We can read any book. There are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands books on Bible and Bible interpretation, and none agrees with the other, and none can show the system behind it, because they don't know the key. So Mrs. Eddy gave the key, the 7 and the 4, in the textbook. And so we see the great importance that John Dolittle had first to analyze the capitalized terms in the textbook before he could decode the Bible. If we look back on the history of it, I mean, Dolittle began to see something about order way back in 1914, 15 for the first time, but he could only see order, and again the same Genesis order, always the same one in the commandments, in the Beatitudes, in the Lord's Prayer, and so on. But only then, round about 1936, 37, and then especially 38, 9, he made a deep investigation into the synonymous terms itself, and could see that they are the underlying order for all the other orders that he have been seeing before. And so only from that point on, really, he knew what were the ideas of the seventh synonymous term. Then on that basis, he began to see that those seven synonymous terms can be used in four different orders, because he began to see the four sides of the city. And so he established that consciousness that there are four orders. Or already with these two main categories, he was able then to go to the Bible. So you can see somebody who has not a thorough knowledge of the tonality of the capitalized term can never decipher the Bible. It's not possible. It's not possible. Because he will then always read the Bible in his own inspirational way. Now, I said, well, that individual inspirational way is helping very often. You can think, and we know of thousands and tens of thousands of people that through reading the Bible over the last 2,000 years got help in reading the Bible. They will swear on the Bible that they have found therein the solution of their problems and so on. And this is wonderful. But why should we teach another approach, another method? The point is that all the individual inspiration the individual gets out of the Bible are not illumining the system, the science of it. They are only individual little lights that come to the individual, but they do not enlighten the system. And until or unless we can enlighten the system, there is no possibility, first of all, to teach the Bible to others so that they also can understand it, nor can we really unfold the system in it. So that there is no possibility that the underlying system in the Bible is being discovered. And not being discovered, we have no way of really elaborating that system. And therefore not be able to pass it on to the other. We have to leave it, so to say, to each individual what he can get out of it. That is naturally not the science. So, we can see that before we can understand the Bible, and we have seen that over the last 2 days when we read the Bible, I could say, can you hear worship? Now, what is that? Well, somebody else would not have known that that has to do with spirit. They could not classify all those various symbols and ideas into a few categories. See, they could not, because they wouldn't know that worship has to do with spirit, that joy has to do with soul, that system and organization has to do with print. They wouldn't know that. They would therefore have thousands and thousands of ideas. That's all. And therefore no order in it, no system in it, no science in it. Again, that would mean we can't give enough love and devotion to get hold of the capitalized terms through their ideas. That study is so fundamental that without it, everything is built on sand, has no good foundation. All right, so I have shown quickly that at that moment where we translate biblical symbols into metaphysical ideas and from metaphysical ideas into capitalized terms, that then when we have the result of the capitalized terms, then comes the next question in interpretation, namely that question which we have touched on already: do these capitalized terms constitute a fundamental order? That's then the big question. Do they, for instance, give us the word order? Mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Or do they give us, say, the inverted word order? Or the Christ order? Or the Christianity order? Or the inverted Christianity order? Or does it give the science order? If they give a constituent of the system, then we know that our interpretation has been right, or we have a great chance that the interpretation is right. If our findings that is symbolized through the capitalized terms does not form a fundamental order, then this would be a sign for us that we have to say, apparently, it seems, as a hypothesis, that we have not found the right interpretation. And that happened over and over in our work, that we felt this order doesn't make sense. And then we have to go back. We have to recheck. We have to go over the text again and say, now, did I really catch the tone? Did I really see the main point that the prophet wanted to bring out? Because that's not so easy, because they speak in such an old language with such, to us, strange situations that the possibility that we have misinterpreted or not understood really what he wanted to say is very big. So one has to go back to it and consider it again, and little by little, then the text begins to open up in an ordered way, and we can correct our findings and finally find the right layout of a prophet. And then suddenly we think, why didn't I see it right away? It's so clear. It's clear as a bell. Why didn't it say, see, right in the first reading? And that shows that the whole question of text interpretation is a method of culturing. It is not a method that right in one blow, so to say, right out of heaven, you get a light and the whole thing is lighted up and focuses right away. It is just as Mrs. Eddy has been working. You know, she said in the year 1866, I discovered the Christ science, the laws of life, truth, and love. She wrote it down after 9 years. And what she wrote down wasn't at all the science that she discovered. That first edition is not the last edition. It took her again many, many decades, until finally at the end, towards 1910, she made the last correction and put the whole revelation into its science. In the first edition, she didn't put that revelation into its science. She put her inspiration into the book. It was a terrific inspiration, and that she put in the book. But the book was not yet a textbook of science. If it had been the textbook of science, she would never have changed it. But the very fact that she changed it every year, every year, every year, and changed it not just changing here a word and there a word and exchanging a paragraph with the other one, but it was completely different. Even the number of chapters were only a few, not 16. The build-up within the chapter were not ordered, not at all. She had to change that constantly and constantly, so we can see she used the same method as we do in interpretation, that we get first an overall tone, an overall inspiration perhaps, or an overall feel of what the subject is, and then it takes to think it over and to ponder it and to correct it and to polish it and to change it and to weigh it and listen to it, until finally the subject crystallizes and becomes very clear cut. So Mrs. Eddy took 40 years to do that, and when we read the revealed text, it can also take some time to go over it and over it. We work with the scientific method that is called approximation. In a science, you usually use that method of approximation. You have first a certain feel about it, and then perhaps you put up a certain hypothesis and say, this may be it, and then you go on and see if we can prove that hypothesis, and if I can prove that hypothesis, we say it's no more a hypothesis, it's now a discovered fact or law, and we make it definite. If we don't see that it works, then we have to change our hypothesis and feed back again to our starting point, and so little by little we arrive at the final interpretation. But the point actually is, and that I want to stress very much, is that the interpretation must be principle's own interpretation. It must be an interpretation from the standpoint of the system. It must be system intrinsic interpretation. It must nothing have to do with our own individual subjective approach. Now, naturally we can see that is the 6,000 year period that is depicted in this way. In the 6,000 year period we have seen that reality and the symbol of reality is both science. Reality is a science, it has categories, it has system, it has structure, and the symbol is that we have a scientific structured consciousness, so that the structure of being and the structure of our spiritual consciousness is the same, that there is a so-called isomorphias, the same form of reality as what is in our consciousness, so that we are not working with a consciousness that is full of isolated truth, which we have heaped up over the years and years and years, but that we reform the consciousness from an atomistic thinking into a structural way of thinking. Then, the more that structural consciousness is refined, the easier, naturally, then we can read the text of a revealed text, but also we can then read the textbook, and furthermore, we can read the world. The world is nothing else but also a manifestation of the one principle being at work, that one principle being at work either in revolutionizing all what is wrong or in bringing out the true light. So both sides are under interpretation, and therefore we should also be able to read the world with that structure consciousness and not be sidetracked by one happening or the other happening, by one sign or another sign. There will be peace, there will be signs and peace on one side, and there will be dismay and discord on the other side. But it's signs that can interpret both the peace and the discord, both. And so we see how important it is to culture our consciousness into the system of science. That's why we had all those nice summer schools on the syllabus class, which wanted to train the student into thinking in these categories. Yes. So this is what the 6,000-year period wanted to bring out. It came as science, and from that moment on, we really should see that we interpret the textbook in its science and get rid of that sense that we can find isolated ideas that give us the right answer. You know, you so often have that sense when one is in trouble, and even Mrs. Eddy used that sometimes, that you would go to the Bible and open it at random, and there one, where one's eye was falling on a verse, that was the answer. That's inspiration. So that is a method that is valid, but it is a method that solves an individual momentary problem. That's not the way, the method of how to get hold of the system in the Bible or in the textbook.